Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Paramount Pictures and Sega have confirmed that development has begun on a sequel to this year's live-action family comedy, Sonic the Hedgehog. The first film follows the world's speediest hedgehog as he embraces his new home on Earth. Sonic, voiced by Ben Schwartz, and his best friend Tom, played by James Marsden, team up to defend the planet from an evil Dr. Genius, played by Jim Carrey, as he plots world domination. The film opened to solid reviews, while also breaking the opening weekend record for a movie based on a video game. The sequel will see the return of all the filmmakers, with Jeff Fowler directing, while Pat Casey and Josh Miller are writing the script. No decision has been made yet regarding casting or a production start. In casting news, Jumanji Next Level co-stars Awkwafina and Karen Gillan are set to reteam for an action comedy called Shelley. Jude Wang is directing the script, which is set a decade after an embarrassing prom prank runs Shelley Wheeler out of town and hardens her heart enough for her to become an ice-cold hit woman. Revenge threatens to be sweet when she learns her next target is her former high school tormentor, Diana. And when Diana unexpectedly befriends Shelley, the assassin soon finds herself in the cool crowd and protecting her old nemesis against another hit crew hired to kill them both. MGM is putting together a new feature version of the classic stage musical, Fiddler on the Roof. The studio has enlisted Thomas Kail, the Tony Award-winning Helmer of Broadway's Hamilton and In the Heights, to direct the film. Steve Levinson, who is the showrunner on the Fox miniseries Fosse Verdon, is penning the script. Fiddler on the Roof originally opened on Broadway in 1964. It went on to win 9 Tonys, including awards for Best Musical, Book and Score of a Musical, Director and Choreographer. The story centers on a Jewish family in Russia, where the father tries to hold on to his traditions while his ready-to-marry daughters bring outside influences. It was adapted in 1971 into a movie directed by Norman Jewison. It went on to be nominated for 8 Oscars, and it eventually won 3. Apple Studios have decided to join Martin Scorsese's period thriller Killers of the Flower Moon. The tech giant is in talks with Paramount Pictures to co-produce the project, which boasts a massive $225 million budget. Based on the Lost City of Z, author David Grann's non-fiction book, the 1920s true story focuses on a string of murders of members of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma after oil was discovered beneath their land. The series of slayings was one of the FBI's first major homicide investigations. Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro are slated to star in the film. Apple will take point as the creative studio and shoulder most of the cost, while Paramount will distribute. This follows the recent acquisition of Tom Hanks's World War II submarine drama, Greyhound, which the streamer picked up from Sony. Following their collaborations on both Edge of Tomorrow and American Made, director Doug Liman and actor Tom Cruise are going forces once more for Cruise's new film to be at least partially shot in outer space. The project is not currently set up with a studio or a financier, and a timetable is unclear as Cruise will have first to complete filming on the 2 back-to-back Mission Impossible movies that were halted because of the coronavirus. Plot details are being kept secret, but Liman is confirmed to be writing the script and is producing with Cruise. Both have reportedly been working on the idea for some time, and Elon Musk and NASA are also involved. Meanwhile, Doctor Strange and Sinister director Scott Derrickson has been set to direct the sequel to Jim Henson's Labyrinth. David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly led the 1986 original about a young girl who goes after her baby brother who was kidnapped by the Goblin King and taken back to his realm, a massive maze in which he resides at the centre. The film has been a cult smash for decades. Maggie Levin, who wrote and directed Hulu's Into the Dark and My Valentine, will write the script. An official date is set for Baby Driver and Hot Fuzz director Edgar Wright's new film, Last Night in Soho. Originally slated for a September 25th opening this year, the movie will now arrive on April 23rd, 2021. Thomasin Harcourt-McKenzie, Anya Taylor-Joy and Matt Smith star in the psychological horror thriller, which takes place in London's Soho district and is inspired by classic films like Repulsion and Don't Look Now. Wright co-wrote the script for the film with Christy Wilson-Kearns, and it's believed post-production is still underway. And finally, to mention a new film released on digital, is Brian Lally's feature documentary about the Irish musician and composer Roger Doyle, which was released in Irish cinemas last October. The documentary studies the life and work of Irish musician Roger Doyle and closely observes him presenting one of his most ambitious musical projects to the general public, his first electronic opera. The Curious Works of Roger Doyle is available now on Volta.